They don't get up lazily. The rather person should get up as Jesus, because that's the way to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The truth is, also, and do not withhold from running to shul. But be careful that you shouldn't get dirty along the way. Do not get distracted while you're davening. He's covering the baruch yitzchak and have kavana to do it as a way to give a kodesh baruch hu cover. Give him bracha. So one of the challenges which we have with the meat of Jesus, Jesus is not bezizus, not behilus. Right, so if the fellow's running to shul, he's saying, "Oh yeah, I'm in the shul." Mishael Santer says that a person can run to do a mitzvah and destroy Kol Terku along the way, and he gives a mashal how you can. He goes in and he knocks the fellow. You're a person who's solely focused on. So if the goal is Kodesh Baruch Hu and cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so obviously you're constantly taking into consideration all details. If the goal is I want the to get the mitzvah, so then the main point is I. So the main point is I. So yes, I'll step on somebody's feet along the way. The difference between a child and an adult is that adults focus. The child's focus is self-centered. The child's born and his focus is only himself. He's hungry, so he cries. He's wet, he cries. He has problems, he cries. It's the middle of the night, he's waking his parents, so he doesn't care, because his focus is himself. And the process of maturity is the process of learning to take other people into consideration. So, you'll find that when a person's younger, it seems to be, he's more of a zoris when he gets older. It's not necessarily correct. I think it's more along the lines of the person who's younger is totally focused on himself. So he's able to. I want to accomplish. I want to get ahead of. I want to do it. So he's focused on that. That's a single focus. So it comes out expressing itself in Zrizus. Person that gets older, there's a lot to consider. So you end up with more along the lines of. Yeshiva Das, right? That's a gentle way of saying it. There was a person who was nifter recently, his name was Shmuel Kaufman from Detroit. Rabbi Kaufman was an anacol of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. Tremendous person. He's also Yerushimayim and Bitochen, very upbeat, positive person. Also, he has a major sense of humor. So he told us a story one time that he went to Ramatul Katz to ask him something. Ramatul said, "Stop having Yeshiva Das. You have to think about it." So he met him a few days later, and Dafam Yeshiva Das. So finally, the third time, he says, "Rabbi, we're saying this, Vilon came and sits on a Fandas." And he's saying it's a joke. But Ramatul burst out laughing, Yeshiva Aladas, instead of Yeshiva Das. He said, "Mizitzach Madas, can we move already, please? Can we do something?" So that was his way of getting his message across. I could just picture this 20-something-year-old younger man saying this to the Rosh Hashiva. We would pass him to do that. So Al Kaponim, the balance we always have, like all of what Hashem is always a balance. It's a balance between having the balance of midas. Over here, Zrizus is a very important midas. And at the same time, it's done in a way which is not taking everything into consideration. It's called Pazizus, it's called Pehilus, etc. And Reuven is called Pachas Kamay Maltoiser. Because he reacted strongly without considering all the possibilities, he ended up losing his right to be the Bechor, etc. Because that requires that the person has a full thought process, not a partial thought process. Okay, now in the specific instances that he's talking about, so that's talking about the meat of Jesus in general. Talking about the specific instance, getting up in the morning. So getting up in the morning sets a tenor for the day. But he says, if it's okay, labor the yitzrecha. If you do it with the kavana that it's going to produce a day that your focus is, I'm getting up in bed, I'm getting out of bed. Opportunity to rise and shine is not the point. The point is rise and be over it. So the people out there early bed, early 2 hours makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. That wouldn't fit over here, right? Because so you get up early, etc. But your goal is yourself. So you're back to the same problem. So Rosh says, "Ki keli avod yitzrecha." The goal of yours to avod is Hashem. But a person who's an avod, as much as your sleep was proper sleep in order to do the, because you have to take care of yourself, so it's time to get up. There's a fascinating Arizal. The Arizal says that a school for falling asleep is a pasuk ura kavodi. Ura enable v'chino ira shachar. Wake up, my covers referring to the neshama, right? And wake up before the ura kavodi ura enable v'chino. Wake up with these musical instruments. Ira shachar. I will arouse the morning, the dawn, which means I'm going to get up before dawn. That's a pasuk with the school to fall asleep. He says. So you're not saying in the morning you're getting up. You're saying in the night before you go to bed. So what's going to bed? Is it getting up? The answer is if you go to bed with your goal is to get up, it'll be a school to fall asleep. Because then you're using the sleep properly, and then the result of the sleep proper, the proper process of sleep is that you'll be ready to get up and do what is Hashem properly. So the real Zrizus, which by the Rosh started in the morning, for us starts at nighttime. Getting to bed at a proper time is the only way you can be able to get up in the morning and be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu properly. So the real avod is going to is. We spent two summers in Square. We came very close to the family. I came very close with the wife of the family. She said that when she went to bed, her father used to put her to bed. He used to say, "Lomagen Ufstein." That's Ufstein means getting up. Let's go get up. That's how he used to put her to bed. That was the nusach he used to putting her to bed. Says Mamash, this is a rizal, you know, the process of going to sleep is the way to get up. And the purpose of going to sleep is to get up in the morning, to be able to have the courage you have to get up. So if our goal is really, I'll talk about the Kish also, Kim Brazizas, we have to understand that that's only going to be successful. Maybe you can push yourself 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, but after a while you're not going to push yourself anymore if you're exhausted. So the real avoid is not to be exhausted. That's probably a more primary goal for a Yeshiva Bachur. I mentioned recently that Reb Matasyo spoke in Tells once. He spoke about different things which he felt were the primary elements of Bachur's Avodah. His last point was Mdafkin Shlofen. You have to get enough sleep. He mentioned it in the Shmuz. He says, as far as he's concerned, many a Golub Yisrael was lost on the way to bed. The problem is they don't get to bed, they get enough sleep. So mainly a person can't be Matzlich in his learning the way he's supposed to be Matzlich in his learning. So the Yetzer comes along and says, stay up a little longer, you know, everything's staying up anyway, you know. If a person wants to truly go to bed and they get a good night's sleep, he'd have the kachas to really focus on his learning the whole day. He'd be much better off. As I said over the story in the Shmuz that the Gifter said from the Stipler sent him sent a message when she was in Telstone that she went to visit by the Stipler. The Stipler says, Cherna Yeshiva, that's the Bochum Schlofnisht. Es ist gei sagen sei meine Namen es und aufgehen schlafen es war schlafen ist wird aus wachsen das haben noch Moritz es hat viele Poshen mich zu werden in der Frischte es ist einfach gesagt you can be such an Amor is that going to stand the Poshen mich that's the importance of sleep so the Oyster of the Maisel was she went back straight to Beis Medrash because the Shlichus on the Stipler walked to Beis Medrash gives a clap and Bibel Chabad a Shlichus from Stipler. He said over what the disciple said. He said, "Al Bochum is untergeschmeichelt." They smiled, you know, to themselves. Went back to doing what they were doing, and nobody changed anything. You know, so hopefully there are individuals who need that sleep. Fine, the person has to be honest about his kirchus. But if a person needs more sleep
pushes himself to stay up late, and then ends up not using his time wisely during the day because he's tired and he can't focus on learning, or he gets easily distracted because he doesn't have the kavuras, the strength to maintain himself against the challenges of the nisyonos during the day. So the result is that it's something which is not necessarily fully positive. So it's yetzer hara, not yetzer tov. But if a person will put in his a good night's sleep, the shame shemayim, and then get up and have a good day, a really full focused day of learning. You do it one day, the next day, etc. In Europe, in the mirror, Bachram said it very late. But they were very motivated, strong people. And Bar Baron. I once met a Yid who learned Bar Baron in Kletzk. And I asked him to describe the Seder Hayom in Kletzk. What was the Seder Hayom in Kletzk? So the Seder Hayom was davening with 7:30 in the morning, which is quite late for Europe. You'll see why in a second. And then davening was over. Then they had breakfast. Then 9 o'clock was first Seder, till 3. First Seder was 9 till 3. Then they had mincha, it was 3 o'clock. Then they had the main meal of the day, and second Seder started at 4. So you daven mincha, you ate, instead of second Seder, and you went from 4 till 10. Second Seder was from 4 until 10. You daven ma'ariv, then you had the night meal. 11 o'clock was night Seder. He says, Rav Baron was just about every night till 1, 2 in the morning. Which is why they daven so late, every 30 in the morning, because the Bachar said it late. They put 2 6-hour storim in every day, besides what they did, night Seder. They say, I have no kashya, I don't know why they were to be a chachamim. You put into 6 hour storm a day. But I spent this short scoop in Lakewood in the 70s. In those days, second Seder started at 3:30 and went until 8:30. So it wasn't 6 hours, it was five. It was 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock was Musa Seder, 8:30. So it was a 4.5 hour second Seder. First Seder went to 1:30. They had a nice break in the middle, a 2 hour break in the middle. So they served fleshes for lunch because by the time we had the supper, it was milk, it was ready. And so Raron held. Raron did hold in the 6th hour was mutter, but because they said, because you see like what Shiva does, that they do now. They didn't have that problem when I was there in the 70s. There was more than 6 hours between lunch. It was 1:30. You finished lunch at 2 o'clock. You ate supper at 9 o'clock. It was 7 hours. It was like. It was quite an impressive Seder, very geschmack. So, but you only could do that if you're talking, Gibber, a guy, a person will peter out somewhere, they push up, get exhausted. The answer is sleep. So the real reason for Yeshiva Bachar is getting enough sleep.